This program may contain violence, nudity, stupidity, child abduction, natural disasters, human waste, alcohol, drugs, and adult language, also known as Just Another Day in Florida. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wing, this is Florida Men, the podcast for Friday, July the 20th, 2018.
Each week, we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episode,
that's not the way you pick up boys at the beach.
Wait, there's two Melbournes?
Activate beast mode.
And that's why they call it the poop deck.
What?
The what?
The poop deck. Plus, Florida Man versus tourist, listener email and B-mail, and much, much more. As of today, we've had actually 2,000 total downloads, which I guess for, you know, for some of the more famous and popular podcasts, that's terrible. But for us, I mean, in 2 months, that's pretty damn good.
And we've had almost as many in the first 2 weeks of July that we had in all of June.
You got it.
So this is pretty cool. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for listening, guys, and keep sharing and letting people know about Florida Men. We appreciate it.
So we've tried this a couple times with two of our friends, both named Mike. We thought we'd mix it up this time and really confuse everybody and bring another Phil into the situation.
Yeah, well, and in our group of friends, we have good Phil and we have bad Phil. And you guys have always been treated to good Phil, so we thought now would be the perfect time to introduce bad Phil.
That is correct. This is a formula we intend to figure out how to make it work. So we're going to give it a shot with another one. Welcome to the podcast today, Mr. Philip Van Winkle, our co-proprietor, property.
You got it right.
Owner of Caloosahatchee Jacks.
Well, welcome. Thank you for having me.
All right, don't screw it up. Yeah. This is your big break, man. All right, let's start off with story number one. Florida woman tries to abduct two children from the park. Punches a pregnant mom. Please tell me this happened in Polk County. Did it?
No.
All right. No. A Florida woman who appeared to be under the influence of drugs or alcohol is accused of trying to abduct multiple children from a beach park and hitting a pregnant woman, according to the Volusia County Sheriff's Office. All right. Geography for the week.
You've been to Volusia County because I've been there with you. Yeah.
Volusia.
Daytona.
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
Sorry, Daytona. Daytona Beach, then.
It actually does sound like something that would happen there.
Deputy said Sarah Freeman, 34.
I gave you an easy name to pronounce.
Yeah. I didn't have the one that had the 15 vowels in it. 34 was at Tornita Avenue Beach Park around 1 p.m. Monday when she approached a 6 months pregnant woman and said, "This isn't a Florida trip you're going to want to remember." Then tried to grab her child by the towel, a news release said.
Yeah, we've actually driven past that Tornita Avenue Beach Park. Yeah,
when I can't pull it.
Yeah, we're so when we've been to Daytona for Jeep Beach, and they do a scavenger hunt. So one of the places for the scavenger hunt is the lighthouse. You have to drive past this park to get to the lighthouse.
Okay. The pregnant woman pulled her child away from Freeman and was able to escape, but not without being hit during the struggle, according to authorities. In a call to a 911 operator, the woman says she threatened to stab Freeman if she didn't release her daughter.
So you just told the cops that you threatened to stab somebody?
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
She physically grabbed and walked off with a smaller child and then tried to grab my son, and I told her I was going to stab her if she did.
Don't mess with Mama Bear.
I didn't have anything to stab her with, the woman told a 911 operator. We're making this shit up as we go along.
Yep.
Freeman also told at least one child that their mother was, quote, not their mother, and they need to run away, according to the incident report.
This bitch is cray.
Yeah.
Is this the same woman that was on the, is this the same one that did the stalker?
No, this is a totally different crazy woman from Florida.
Imagine that. Crazy woman in Florida.
A victim, A victim told police that as Freeman was approaching her, Freeman was mumbling words that were hard to understand. Maybe she's not from here.
Or maybe she's just cray.
Or she's just fucking crazy. All right. The family declined medical attention, investigator said, but plans to pursue criminal charges. Going to jail, biatch. Next, deputies said Freeman went to another parent, this time a father, and hit him in the backside, hit him in the ass with a stick, and then told the man's 5-year-old son, "It will be all right. He's not your dad." This
is Florida, so that might be the might not be the first time that this boy heard that.
And it depends, yeah.
How'd you know?
This lady's literally trying to take my kid, the man told a 911 operator.
So multiple people called 911 on this woman because she's tried to steal 3 kids now at this point.
Freeman grabbed the boy by the arm and started to walk away with him until the father grabbed the boy back and took him to his truck, the report said. The man, to authorities, he believed Freeman was high on meth.
How do you know what specifically she's high on? I mean, give her the benefit of the doubt. It could be flocka.
Oh, here we go again. Don't start with that. The bath salts, yep. After I got the lesson over that one. All right.
Could be crack.
I think that's going out of favor.
Crack's going out of favor?
Yes, I think they're on meth now because it's cheaper.
Oh, okay.
And the high lasts longer.
You are the expert.
Okay, folks, with that, we have decided Bad Philip is the resident drug expert for tonight. All right. After she was placed in the police car, Freeman uttered unintelligible words that did not make sense, hence the word unintelligible.
Isn't that the definition of unintelligible?
Yeah, she was uttering a bunch of words I didn't understand, but it was intelligible. All right. When a deputy tried to interview Freeman, she mumbled words in a very low voice. Investigators couldn't make out what she was saying and also noted that Freeman was sweating profusely.
Well, you know, that is not
necessarily. Florida. I'll come
back. Yeah, I was going to say, that's not necessarily
a sign
of drugs.
When was this week?
About a week ago, yeah. This is July in Florida.
Yeah.
Everybody's sweating profusely.
Freeman was charged with 2 counts of attempted kidnapping, aggravated battery on a pregnant victim. Is that worse than aggravated assault? Aggravated battery on a pregnant victim?
Well, apparently you get...
I didn't even know that was a charge. Burglary of a conveyance and battery? What the hell is that? They're just making this shit up.
They use all these big legal words.
I mean, she should, but I mean, yeah. I have never...
You try to steal somebody's kid, you're going to...
She was taken to jail without the option to post bond. Damn, they didn't even let her post. So this was the beach off of north. That's north of Daytona, isn't it?
South of Daytona.
Okay. She didn't get punched.
I would have punched her.
I'd have punched her. She pounded that other the father and popped him in the ass. Anyway,
Okay. So all right. I just looked it up, and a conveyance is a vehicle.
Why didn't they just say vehicle?
Because apparently conveyance is more wide.
What, vehicle wasn't specific enough?
I guess not.
Legal terms.
Yeah.
Well, still.
You got it. Lawyers
Burglary
get paid
of a
by the letter.
Vehicle and battery. So she stole the vehicle and the battery out of the vehicle?
No, she broke into the vehicle and battered the person in it.
Oh. Well, it didn't say that. It says burglary of a conveyance, which a.k.a. vehicle and battery.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it looks like she tried to steal a battery. It would make no sense in the story, but... Just so we're clear. I'm done with this story.
Okay. Story number 2. Florida man who was terror troll targeted Australia. So an internet troll who posted as a jihadist online and told an FBI informant he was organizing a terror attack in Melbourne, Australia. Oh, I'm sorry. I believe in Australia they pronounce it Melbourne, Australia. Has been jailed for a decade.
Thank you, Crocodile Dundee, for that clarification.
Well, I know they get pissed off if you pronounce their word with all the letters in it. Florida man Joshua Ryan Goldberg, age 22, lived with his parents, go figure, spent up to 20 hours online a day. I don't spend 20 hours awake a day.
How? What?
And was terrified by most human interactions, a U.S. court heard. The man, who also had depression, became fixated on stirring up fears about terror attacks in Australia. Goldberg created bizarre online personas, including Australie Witness, who was supposedly based in Perth, and reached out to numerous Australian news organizations claiming to have inside information about terrorists. The man's other aliases include Junaid Thorne, an Australian radical Muslim who was used to attract real terrorists, Amina Blackberry, an African-American conservative woman living in Washington, and Michael
Ahmed Slay, the terrorist.
I kill you!
And Michael Slay, a neo-Nazi calling for the extermination of white people.
That does not make any sense.
A neo-Nazi calling for the extermination of white people. That's like the exact opposite of a neo-Nazi. No, they want to exterminate everybody except white people. An FBI source who engaged with the Florida man online after U.S. and Australian authorities closed in asked Goldberg, "Why Australia, bro? Just curious. Are they as bad as the U.S.?" "And yes, Australia is as bad as the U.S., Goldberg replied. "I might just be making an assumption here, but is not Goldberg a Jewish last name?"
Last name.
So this guy is posing as a neo-Nazi, and he's Jewish.
He's looking also, for the extermination. Also posing as a jihadist who do not like Jewish people.
Very true. Yeah, radical Muslim.
So, the entire thing.
And
yeah, this was a horrible planning.
Yeah.
this is absolute horrible planning.
This almost seems like he's trying to incite the violence instead of for some godforsaken reason.
Yeah, exactly. In another exchange, Goldberg told the FBI informant he was planning a Melbourne terror attack. "Right now, I'm trying to get a mujahideen in Melbourne to carry out jihad, but he keeps delaying it," Goldberg told the FBI source. "He has a gun already, but he insists on making a video message to the kuffar with a black shahada flag. Whew. He also insists on getting his friend to carry out jihad with him. I'm afraid he'll get caught before he can do it," the message is read. Goldberg also went online to encourage the 2015 attack by two gunmen on a Muhammad art exhibit and contest in Garland, Texas.
I'm sorry. That's funny.
Goldberg also encouraged the FBI source, who Goldberg thought was a terrorist, to make a pressure cooker bomb and detonate it in a crowd at a Kansas City 9/11 ceremony.
Do you have to plug it in?
I gotta find an outlet
and get up to 450 degrees.
I got an extension cord, but.
This was
I wonder if that would look a little bit suspicious.
Yeah. I got an extension cord, but
is there an outlet around here somewhere? Let me put this pot down for a minute.
U.S. authorities raided Goldberg's parents' Jacksonville area home on September 10th, 2015, the day before 9/11, just in case. Prosecutors and Goldberg's lawyer both recommend he be sentenced to 8 years in prison, but he was jailed for 10 years.
We're rounding up.
Judge wasn't having any of that.
rounding up.
The judge added tack two years onto the sentence from what the prosecutors wanted. Usually the judge is kind of taking, you know, dialing it back a little from what the prosecutors ask. No. This guy gets two more. Goldberg requested he serve the sentence at a federal medical prison facility in North Carolina. Do you get to ask where you get?
I know, right?
Yeah. You don't get to choose which prison you're going to.
This is horrible planning from the beginning.
Well,
yes.
Yeah, obviously, this guy has severe mental problems. And
I am going to have to Google when this is over, see what a pressure cooker bomb looks like.
Well, that's what the Boston Marathon bombers used.
I think it looks like a pressure cooker.
Yeah, it looks like a pressure cooker from the outside, but they...
all they do is they put the stuff on the inside and close it up.
Yeah, they put a...
Well, that seems overly...
Well, they put like shrapnel, like screws and nails and shit inside there with the explosives, and then strap the lid to the top, and then because you know the pressure cooker has those latching.
How's it go, Joel?
It goes. And holds the top.
One day when we have video, people will actually get to see you making the two-handed gesture.
I made the sound effect.
All right, let's go with story number three. Florida man gouges eyes of armed home intruder, then calls himself, quote, the Beast. A Florida man is calling himself the Beast after fighting back against a home intruder and taking gruesome action to keep him subdued until police showed up. Oh, buddy. Jacksonville. Richard Golden of Jacksonville. Thank you for another easy name.
Yeah,
I appreciate you taking the Arabic thing earlier, because there's no way we'd still be here.
Yeah.
Was sitting at his home when he heard glass shatter. He says a man broke through his sliding glass door with a rifle and demanded money.
I would love for that to happen.
But Golden said he didn't give in. He fought back. He hit me in the head with a rifle, and a buddy of mine just happened to come up at just the right time and distract him, Golden said. And when he distracted him, I made my move. I grabbed him, locked the gun in.
Locked the gun in what?
I don't know, in the closet? I'm assuming a bolt action. He closed the bolt.
Well, if you go to the link in the show notes, you can see the video of this interview. So he's got hand motions even better than I had with the pressure bomb in the last story.
Golden told WJXT he put the man, later identified as Timothy Henson, in a headlock. He then poked his fingers into the man's eyes as far as he could. Quote, drop the clip because I had military training. Then there was still one in the chamber, Golden said. It went off. I wasn't dead. I knew I wasn't shot. And then military training took over and I gouged him in the eyes until I felt his brain.
Right on.
Unquote. Dat am.
My kind of guy.
But Golden didn't let up then. He made sure Henson couldn't escape before police arrived. I sat on him and gouged him in the eyes until the cops got here, he said. I took his own gun away from him, beating with it. Golden still has cuts on his arms from the struggle. He also lost one of his dogs, who managed to escape during the scuffle.
So the dog...
That is the best detail. I don't know if the best detail is the fact that the dog escaped during this, or the fact that he poked his fingers into the man's eyes until he felt his brain.
I know. How the hell is that? What does that have to do with anything within the story?
Well, it's, you know, it's the sad part of the story.
Oh. Oh, okay. This is journalism.
His dog ran away and never came back.
He told WJXT he doesn't know why he was targeted, and he said he'd never seen Henson before in his life. Henson was treated for his injuries and taken into custody. What was he taken in custody for?
Henson's the guy that broke in.
Oh, he broke in. Oh, go. I got him backwards. All right. Yeah. My bad.
He was treated for his
How do you poked treat? Eyes. Yeah, he has no eyes. So,
well, apparently he didn't really feel his brain. Well, those eyeballs are really resilient. They're very spongy.
Oh, are they?
They'll pop back into place eventually.
Kind of like a shoulder. You just got to pop it one time, like when you dislocate your collarbone or something.
You know, the absolute worst pain I have ever felt. I had to have surgery on my eyelid, and the worst pain was not the fact that they cut into my eyelid from the inside with a scalpel. The worst pain was the shot of Novocaine that they put, and I'll have to move my glasses aside, and basically they put it right between the bone and my eyeball, right in the eye socket, a needle of Novocaine. That fucking sucked.
So just for clarification, this is on iTunes and things under comedy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just throwing that out there.
And true crime.
What, gross things?
No,
I just funny.
Well, that wasn't
because I mean
that
I can
hurt.
Show I can show you a lot of videos on YouTube of some funny stuff that
oh yeah getting
hurt
getting hit in the nuts funny
no,
all
not,
day
no.
long it, all day long as
yeah
long as
until
it's not
the Jew
you.
Oh my God, how did
there's a guy who made a whole YouTube channel of him getting kicked in the nuts and hit in the nuts.
Oh yes, we will.
All right.
So I don't understand. I'm still struggling with the journalism here that about the dog.
They have to throw some little nugget in there to make it a unique story.
Things still left unsaid.
You know, I'm getting a feeling.
What kind of gun
these,
was it?
I'm getting a feeling on these stories that they're all located around the same general area.
Yeah, we've got a concentration. We need to get a map.
Oh, we
start
should
putting pins in it. Of you
because
know.
Most of this is Daytona between Daytona and Jacksonville.
Just about every episode, we've got something in Polk County.
And then
the keys, yeah.
Well, yeah. There's nothing that I could possibly say to, like, yeah. It's the Keys.
Yeah.
It's Polk County.
That's where the majority of concentration comes from.
Well, what it is people think they're going to move down to Orlando, and they come to Orlando and they realize they can't get anything. They can't rent, afford anything, any rent anywhere near Orlando. So they just kind of go west.
Okay, so Polk County, it's out of boredom. And the Keys, it's out of drunkenness.
Yeah. It is now time for a game called Florida Man or Tourist. Each week, I give a list of five famous or infamous people. They could be actors, musicians, sports stars, criminals, or are famous in some other way. And Phil has to guess if each one is a Florida man, meaning he was born in the Sunshine State or lived here more than a year.
Thank you.
Or a tourist, meaning he never stayed in Florida for longer than a vacation. For the sake of this game, Florida man can be a man, woman, boy, or girl. And if Phil guesses correctly on three or more people, he wins. If he misses more than he hits, I win. And the loser buys the beer for the next show. And this week, since we have both good Phil and bad Phil, they're going to collaborate.
Yep.
And come up with the answers.
Because I am on a roll. I am 1-0.
You're 2-0, I believe.
I had help last time.
Yeah, you had the help. So, okay. So the theme this week is...
come on. I'm ready.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Summer movies.
Summer movies.
Summer movies. So, the current top five movies this week are Hotel Transylvania 3, Summer Vacation.
Okay.
Ant-Man and the Wasp. Skyscraper. Incredibles 2. And Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. So, our five Florida men this week are the male stars of each of these five movies. So our first movie in first place this week, Hotel Transylvania 3, Summer Vacation, that is starring Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler.
Yes. Huh. Do I have to describe who Adam Sandler is?
Oh, no, I know. That's the museum guy.
Who's Adam Sandler again?
No, is it? That is right.
The museum
guy? Not at the museum?
No, that's Ben Stiller.
Oh, then yeah, you're going to have to explain it.
Adam Sandler.
No. I got it.
He's a very happy
The
person.
Wedding Singer.
I got it.
SNL star.
I was confused.
Okay. Happy Gilmore.
I know. I got it.
Billy Madison.
I said I got it. What was the question?
Is Adam Sandler a Florida man or a tourist?
Mm.
This one's a hard one. I want to say Florida man.
Based on what?
There's just something about him that says he's from Florida because he just has the...
All right, I'm going to go with him because I ain't got a freaking
clue. It's like he would be in one of these stories almost. All right, we're going... He was a movie star.
All right, we're going Florida man.
Okay. Number two, Ant-Man and the Wasp. That is Paul Rudd who stars as Ant-Man.
You got a coin? We got something we can flip. Let's go tourist on this one.
Yeah.
Tourist.
Say tourist. Okay.
But for some reason, I believe we're wrong on that.
Number three is Skyscraper, starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
He is from Florida.
Yes.
You're agreeing there. Okay. Number four is The Incredibles 2, and starring as Mr. Incredible is Craig T. Nelson. If you remember, he played Coach on the TV show Coach.
Craig T. Nelson.
I'm going to say nope on this one.
All right, we're going tourist.
Okay, for number four, you say tourist.
Yes.
And number five is Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, and this is actually our first repeat appearance on Florida Man or Tourist, because if you'll recall on Chris Pratt is the star of Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. He is Star-Lord in the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes.
Okay.
Who's on
Parks
and Recreation.
I think Florida Man on this one.
You think?
I don't know.
How about bonus points for if you guess where from, though?
That ain't going to help because I don't even know where he is.
I know.
I'm going to go, no.
I'm going to just guess Florida Man.
All right, Florida Man.
Let's guess Tallahassee.
There you
Tallahassee. All right, so Florida man for Chris Pratt. Okay, so...
Are you writing these down?
Nope, I've got them all right up here. So I have... I'm only on my second beer. So for the first question, Hotel Transylvania 3, starring...
Hotel Transylvania 3.
Starring Adam Sandler.
Yes.
You said that he is a Florida man.
Yes.
And so you're saying that the middle-aged Jewish man from New York City is actually a Florida man?
No, I was saying Adam Sandler was.
Yeah, he's the middle-aged Jewish man from New York City.
Well, there that is
has
Miami.
He has a condo in Boca, so yeah, he is a Florida man.
Thank you! Booyah!
Number two, Ant-Man and the Wasp, starring Paul Rudd. Paul Rudd is also, well, he is a middle-aged Jewish man from New Jersey. And he does not have a condo in Boca, so you said tourist, and he is a tourist.
Right. Oh, yeah. So I'm on a, two. We're on a roll, brother.
Number three was Skyscraper, starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Right. Oh, yeah, he's Florida.
You said Florida?
Oh, yeah, big time.
Yeah, he grew up in Hawaii. But he before he was a wrestler, he was a football player.
Football player and at?
At the University of Miami, where
yes, he
right on.
Won the 1991 NCAA championship.
I was at that game.
Were you?
Wait.
91?
No, I was
Miami
in Sugar
Hurricanes.
Bowl. No, I was in Sugar Bowl. Never mind. That was. Yeah, no, I was not there.
Okay. So you are...
Come think of it, what him 91. Yeah, just forget that last statement I just made.
All right, so you're 3-for-3.
So we won.
You won. Let's see if you...
Tito's.
If you swept me here. Number four is The Incredibles 2.
Yeah, I didn't know about this one. Craig T. Nelson. Yeah. This one stumped me.
Craig T. Nelson, you said, was a...
Tourist.
And he grew up in Washington.
Washington, Florida?
Washington, D.C. Washington State. Excuse me. Not Washington, D.C. Washington State. And then
please specify on this? Which Washington?
Yeah. Washington State. And moved to California to start his career and has never lived in the state of Florida. So he is a tourist.
4-0.
So you have one to go here, and that is Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom.
Yes.
Starring Chris Pratt, who... appeared on a previous iteration of Florida Man or Tourist. And
I have zero recollection. I lost. That must have been the week I lost.
And it was one of the weeks you lost, like one of the four in a row.
Yeah, I know.
And you said he is a Florida man and he is actually a tourist.
All right. It's 4-1.
Yep. So didn't sweep me, but
Tito's,
you won.
Tito's. Not that Smirnoff crap you brought last time. Tito's.
Hey, Smirnoff.
Smirnoff's not bad. I'm just
Smirnoff
I'm
is good.
Smirnoff's not bad. I'm just
vodka
saying.
Vodka is vodka.
Well,
yeah.
There's well,
you put orange juice in that
vodka.
Shit. How can you taste the difference?
Oh, it's afterwards.
I could put Pavov in that Tito's bottle, and you wouldn't know the difference.
Yes, I would.
This coming from the bar owner.
Yeah. Well, come on now. We're not comparing apples to aren't apples here. Apples to what? Apples to apples here. All right. Sweet. Free vodka again next week.
And our final story of the night. Florida man stole tools, then left an unpleasant surprise for his boss. A Florida man stole more than $20,000 in tools from a subcontractor at a Marathon boatyard and left human waste in the bathroom of his boss's boat, according to the Monroe County Sheriff's Office.
This reminds me of something I've always wanted to do to one of my bosses.
Yeah. Timothy Brown, appropriate name, age 40, of White Springs, was arrested on 9 counts of dealing in stolen property, 9 counts of fraud, larceny of more than $20,000, and property damage. He's being held in county jail on Stock Island on a $120,000 bond.
Where's White Springs?
I'm going to assume it's in Monroe County, which is the Keys.
Oh, I didn't see that. I missed that. Okay.
Yeah, and he's in jail on Stock Island. The subcontractor, Adam Boulay, hired Brown about 3 months ago to repair boats at his business, as well as the Boulay's vessel, Monroe County Sheriff's spokesman Adam Linhart said. Boulay left town in early May and returned earlier this month. When Boulay returned, he did not see Brown for several days, according to an arrest affidavit. Boulay's vessel had around $11,000 worth of damage to it, and more than 20 buffers, grinders, drills, sanders, saws, and other equipment were missing. Sheriff's Detective Amanda Coleman reported the bathroom on Boulay's boat was never operable and the toilet could not flush. Nevertheless, Coleman found human waste in the toilet. Police found several of the tools in area pawn shops, and deputies arrested Brown on Monday night.
That is a lot of shit. $11,000 worth of shit.
Well, it doesn't say that that's the only damage. But yeah.
That's the only one it specifies that happened. Is
that's yeah, that is a golden dookie right there.
So you've always wanted to do this on a, to your, see, I've always had the idea.
No, you've always had that one boss that you just absolutely hated, and you're just wanting to get back at him, and you're just walking away from the job. Done. Out.
Now, have you ever had the idea of being at a Home Depot or Lowe's to the toilet section in the, that'd be funny.
You do notice that most of those toilets are actually way up above. They don't set them on the floor anymore.
Oh, they don't?
No, I think there's been instances.
They've learned their lesson?
I think that's actually happened. I think it's like been a kid or something like that.
Well, there was one, this is years ago, but I remember there being a news story about someone who was at a Home Depot and somebody went into the men's room and sat down and ended up being glued to the seat because somebody had taken some caulk or something and put it on the seat and the guy didn't notice.
They probably put super glue on the seat.
Super glue or silicone?
The super glue activates to human skin faster than it does just normally. That's why whenever you put super glue on your fingers,
it's
stuck.
And that's why you don't rub your eyes after you touch super glue.
So somebody probably put super glue around the toilet seat.
Left?
Yeah.
Damn.
It's a great idea, though.
Okay. All right, and that's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more, subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Android Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, Spreaker, YouTube, Vimeo, or wherever you get your podcasts. We won't tell anyone if you leave the same review on several platforms.
Did we get the... So we got a little trouble with YouTube this week, did we?
We did. Last episode, I put something in there in between a couple of stories that I probably wasn't supposed to, and got our episode taken down. So by the time this episode goes up, that will be back up there with a edited version of episode 9.
You stole Jimi Hendrix, didn't you?
I didn't steal. I sampled.
You sampled Jimi Hendrix, and we got busted by the YouTube police.
Yes, we did.
You could just get you could just.
You know, it kind of feels like we made rebels. The big time. We're legit now.
You could just get rid of one little note in the entire line, and then it's legit.
That's basically what I'm going to do. I'm going to cut out that.
Okay, like us.
You know, Vanilla Ice is a Florida man.
I know.
Yes, we went through that one already.
Yes, he is.
Like us on Facebook and Instagram. Follow us on Twitter at Florida Men Pod.
If you got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover, send us an email at floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674. Call and leave a message, even if you don't have anything important to say. We'd love to hear from our listeners.
Yeah, we love the emails. We've gotten a few, and it's interesting to see from all over the country the people that are listening to the show. So we certainly appreciate it, and it's a blast from both of us. Whenever we get it, it's like the phone lights up from whoever found it first. Hey, we got another email! If you would like to support the show financially, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/floridamen or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes, discounts on our merchandise, and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridamen.
Our paid subscribers get lots of extras. Head on over to our page on Patreon to see what they are.
If you don't do any of that other stuff, at the very least, vote for us on podcastawards.com. In the listener's choice and society and culture categories. It will really help us spread the word about our show.
Our theme song was written and performed by the Florida Men, so we don't need anybody's permission to use it, unlike the Jimi Hendrix version of the Star Spangled Banner.
Which we did need permission. This program is provided for information and use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of the Florida Men podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
Copyright 2018.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of Florida Man.
Florida Man, it might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. Some mobile tiny house inside is Florida Man. Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. Florida Man. He's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida Man.